Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. All right, so let's take a look at our collab log.
Excellent.
So looks like for the next 2 weeks, we're going to do holiday emoji cards.
Yes.
Because we've already done the emojis. We're going to do the Reba story. So the combination of words and the images. So it will involve copying and pasting, that skill for the kids. It will involve letter writing. So the template already says like dear, but that's it.
That's good. We've practiced that too. So hopefully they'll remember and be able to apply what they've learned in class on those.
We just wrote a letter to the elf.
Oh, perfect.
Right.
They might write another one.
Yeah.
Probably.
So this will be really good to continue that on.
So it's instead of like a story, like we did for Halloween, it's going to be more of like a letter format.
Right. Which we need to work on letter format.
So perfect.
Perfect.
And then I made a sample for them to like go off of for that. So that'll be next week. And then we can merge all of those documents into one to print out to make life easier instead of going into each individual one.
Perfect.
Merge all them together, print those out, and send them home with the kids the following week.
That would be great. Nice. We just need to make sure that we have a space for the date.
Good call.
To do date, opening with a comma, the actual body of the letter, closing with a comma, and then their name.
Good call. Let me pull this up real fast so I don't forget to put that in there. You guys, look how cute these are. This is my example, but they get to choose the background and then all the little emojis.
Awesome.
They just copy and paste from these slides, but I'll add the date in here.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for telling me that.
Hopefully, too, they can
and
focus.
Your gen should be under love.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Cause
perfect.
It's down. Thank you.
Hopefully, date they can focus more on the actual story or the letter writing itself than the emoji because last time, since we're done with that, last time they
fixated on the pictures, right?
Yes, that is true. Good point.
They're kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This time will be better, though. It'll go well.
Perfect. So then we have two options of what we want to put in our December portfolios. One being this. We can put in our emoji Rebus letter. Now, parents will have probably already seen that because they're sending them home, but that doesn't mean we can't put it in again. And the other thing is we could link our Padlets in, which two of us have done, one of us have not yet. But the audio recordings of the math strategies, we could link in our Padlets with the peer feedback and with our strategies. It's kind of good evidence as here's where we are in December with explaining our math strategies like we talked about today.
Oh,
what's it going to look like in April kind of a thing.
Right.
It's totally up to you guys. What are your thoughts and what we want in portfolios?
I haven't done the Padlet yet, so I don't know really how.
I like that idea, though, about it'll show.
Because we can see how much they grew
and changed, and were able to do a better job if they didn't do so hot, which some of them didn't do so hot when they did it in our room.
And you know what? The Padlet's a pretty cool platform.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that.
Yeah. And they're already seeing the letter.
And they've already seen the letter.
Right. So. I'm on the same page.
We've already done emojis. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Perfect. So I'm just going to put that.
Perfect.
It is totally okay if they're not perfect.
First graders.
We're
learning.
Okay.
And then, so we'll link in our Padlet. But then we wanted to do a typing, like copying. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to type up a little thing about like what we did, a few sentences about what the activity was. And we're going to post that up, and then they are going to have to use their typing skills and copy it exactly like it is. So we won't be filling in any blanks about it. The focus for this month is just going to be typing. If it needs to take a few days and you need to do it a few days before break because we need to build stamina, then that's what it is. But they're going to look at that and be like, oh, my gosh, it's so much typing. You're going to be like, yep, get to it.
Well, we're doing, I mean...
Yeah, we're doing it.
Most of typing
them, they're starting to move
typecasting
a little faster, too.
Perfect.
So we're you should be good.
Okay.
Should be being the keyword.
Yes.
Never know. Yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now let's shift to think about after break.
Excellent.
So Joan and I were talking. Three things popped up that I just didn't want to forget. So I put it on our logs just so it's on our radar. And we can take a look at what we've done in the past and then decide what we want to change to move forward. One of the things is, and now we've done a little bit more with emojis than we had in the past, but we did bar graphs with emojis. and did like a, incorporated into the math of like tallying and counting, and then how to read a graph and how to make a graph and all of that kind of stuff.
So when we did it last year, it was like we made sure we had all the parts of the graph on there, because sometimes that's not addressed in our math series. But it was, it's pictographs, so the emojis became the pictos, and then but we put them going up so that the, in our series, like the pictographs get colored in and become a bar graph. So that's how they make that transition.
We could even do like a slide, something like this, and then it goes to the bar graph, and they, we can see that transition here.
And it was really great because it was a good copying, pasting type thing activity, and then they had to answer the questions on the side, which, you know, obviously they needed to learn how to do that too.
We could even color code the questions on the side to differentiate, and then say you're answering those questions.
Yeah.
So we hit all
idea.
Kinds of learners there.
Oh, that's a great idea. I like that a lot.
Okay.
And I think too, it won't be like completely new for them, because I know for Thanksgiving, I don't know if you did this, but we did the bar graph where you count all the different pictures and then
they
tally it up.
They had some really good exposure to graphs,
yeah,
especially in kindergarten. So graphing isn't a really new kind of thing, but the parts of the graph are new, and then the comparing questions, like just how many blah blah is new, but if you compare how many of this compared to that, or how many altogether. So it's more
then
of the
it's more
reading comprehension that's new.
Okay.
So differentiating would be good.
Yeah, I think that would be really
but,
good.
And it, I don't know, I just remember it being fun.
It is fun. They like it. We ask them a question and we get their answers too. So then they're dealing with their own data and all of that.
Cool.
So they have buy-in. Okay, so I think that that's kind of like a real good thing for right after break, where it's not like too heavy or anything like that. But I will need you guys to front load before then.
So we need to teach that.
Graphs.
We need to teach that topic.
What topic is that in?
I would have to go back.
Okay.
I don't have them memorized.
It's
I'm going to say it's
14
like
or
14. Okay.
Maybe. It's like by measurement. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's plan that for the week.
Break. We have to do that because I have break the first
You have
day.
The first day. Lucky you.
Oh, you're coming back.
Oh,
in
mine probably.
Let's see.
Yeah,
Lucy's on Monday. Anna's on Tuesday. Joan's on Friday. Lucy, do you want to switch it to like Wednesday? I have that same time block open on Wednesday the 9th. Or Thursday the 10th.
Wednesday is probably good because then it doesn't fall on Tuesday or Thursday. When
okay.
Take,
then it just gives you a little bit of time to breathe.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
No problem.
You guys, we can look at it too and figure out.
So Wednesday
out
9,
many,
50 to 10.
How many days it will take.
10:30 again.
To teach.
To
the,
teach
yeah.
the graphing.
Because
it's the pictograph. It's not. It's like the first thing we teach.
Okay.
So as long as they have the parts and the questions, that's the hardest part.
So we can potentially just teach part of that topic and then
correct.
Continue on when we get there with
right.
the rest of it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I think that sounds like a good plan. Do you guys feel that way too?
Yes.
Okay. We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.